America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
Hey, welcome, America. AI, in what could be the worst case scenario, is joining with digital surveillance, and it's happening, and it's happening fast. We're going to talk about that. James O'Keefe and the OMG Media Group drops a huge bombshell, huge, maybe the biggest story of the century, of the last two centuries. And Rumble, this place right here. Fights back. Go for it. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. Happy Thursday. Yeah, that day in the middle of the week that isn't quite hump day and it isn't quite Friday, but we get through it. Because, you know, what else are you going to do? You got to get through Thursday to get to Friday. Marilyn already joined us in the chat. Great to see you over there, Marilyn, in Connecticut. We got a story from Connecticut tonight that's a bit concerning. We'll talk about that. And a good news story. Out of Connecticut. Fighting back. Yes. Go Connecticut. All right. Wherever you may be watching the show from across America or across the planet, we welcome you in. We want to encourage you to download the Rumble app and get yourself an account. It's free. We don't spam your inbox. In fact, we will send you a notification whenever we go live if you follow the show, which is great. But if you don't want those, your inbox gets filled, just click. Turn it off. You can turn it off and you won't get them. That's fine. Anyway, once you've got an account, which is free, hit that follow button. Follow the show. We really do appreciate that. And yeah, that's how we roll around here. We also roll on a lot of blackout coffee. Like this one right here. Blackout coffee, folks. You need to stop being woke and you need to start being awake. Best way to do that is to start your day with a hot, all-American, America First cup of blackout coffee. I love my blackout coffee. They are an active supporter of this show and of all the things that we stand for in our conservative values in America. Honesty, integrity, family. That's what it's all about. Listen, they love the country. That's awesome. And we always support America First companies on this show, always. But they love making amazing coffee. And really, if you don't have the product to back up your company, you ain't going to succeed. These guys have been incredibly successful. They use premium grade coffee beans. They are absolutely terrific. The most non-woke company I've ever seen personally. So proud to be able to recommend this company and have them a part of this show. Skip the lines at the store. Order online. Folks at Blackout Coffee ship within 48 hours of roasting your beans after you order. Fresh roasted beans. Just takes a few days to get them. 48 hours, they're roasted. Ship them out, so a few days to be shipped, and they're at your door. A fresh roasted bag of coffee beans. Grind them up. Run them through your coffee maker. And by the way, if you use coffee pods, they have pods too. Ditch the other guys. Blackout Coffee remains true to our values. Hard work. Family, honesty, integrity. They help to support our troops. They have a Mother's Day special going on right now. Now, it might be a little late for ordering, but you just might, if you do it now, just might get in under the wire. Anyway, they've got all kinds of great blends. Brutal Awakening, Morning Reaper, Premium Roast, 2A, which stands for Second Amendment, you see? Got some great flavored coffees, chocolate, cherry, cinnamon French toast. Oh man, this stuff is so good. Single serving coffee pods. If you're crazy into it, a 5-pound bag, but you don't have to go that crazy. Just order yourself up a single bag right there. Get yourself a bag, try it. Try one bag. You'll be convinced. That's all it's going to take. Always full bodied, fresh flavored, never bitter blackout coffee. And when you do head over there, which is using the link in our show notes down there. Make sure that when you check out, you use the promo code J20. J-A-Y-20 will get you 20% off your first order. J-A-Y-20, J-20 for 20% off your first order at Blackout Coffee. All right, Blackout Coffee, thank you for being a, a big part of this program.
Welcome, America.
Welcome to you.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Fasten your seatbelts. Go away. Okay, enough coffee. Oh, my goodness. My eyes are watering. I don't know why. Is it? Yeah, it is Thursday, isn't it? All right. We got a really loose one today, so get ready. All right. What's going on? What's going on? Lots going on. AI and the digital invasion. And trust me, it is an invasion. It's an invasion you do not want happening. And you need to contact whoever represents you in the government and tell them, just say no. As Joe Biden would say, don't. OpenAI's CEO. Eyeball scanning digital ID project. WorldCoin. They're looking to partner with OpenAI. And if you think, it's not going to affect me, they are in talks with PayPal. I know tons of you out there use PayPal for making payments, getting payments. I have an account myself. It's in our show notes. If you want to make a donation to the show, you can do that directly to me through my PayPal. The link is down there. Not that you're going to send me some money, but if you're so inclined, by all means, thank you. WorldCoin is eyeing a partnership between OpenAI and PayPal amid regulatory challenges and privacy concerns, of course, and a potential expansion of digital networks. This is scary. Now, WorldCoin is a digital ID project which is based on biometrics, namely eyeball scanning. Because just like a fingerprint, all of our eyeballs have specific lines and veins and things in it that identify us. They are individual. Each one is different. All of ours are different. Sam Altman's the CEO. He co-founded OpenAI. And they are eyeing, no pun intended, a partnership not only with OpenAI, but with PayPal. So you want to access or transfer money or take money from your PayPal account? Get ready to stick your eyeball up there to that scanner or your webcam. And the thing is, nobody is being clear. They're all being very vague about how this whole system will operate. Refusing to make any kind of direct announcement about a deal they may have made. At the same time, confirming that the company is talking to PayPal. PayPal, one of perhaps the largest. I mean, you got other ones like that ridiculous idiots over at Stripe. But this is insane. Confirming the company is talking to PayPal. The general trend, although a little bit smaller scale, seems to be the tried and tested big tech path of acquisition and collaborations. Reports note that Tools for Humanity previously started working with Okta, an identity and access management company, while just this April it bought Otter Finance, a startup development digital wallet. PayPal, eyeball scanning, digital ID, figuring out who you are, surveillance cameras, and all of it working and tied together with AI. Skynet is just around the corner, folks. You can smell it. You can absolutely smell it. Meanwhile, on campuses across the country, all hell is still breaking loose, but we're not putting up with it. And Ground Zero HAL 9000, hey, welcome back into the show. Been a while, Hal. We love seeing you in here. Anyway, he just posted in the live chat, Trump phoned into Hannity's show last night to declare, we have to stop the anti-Semitism. Deport DJT to Israel. Karen saying, wow, Hal, 2-hour interview and that's your take. Yeah. Anyway, UCLA pro-Palestine camp has been dismantled by the police. Good. Police in riot gear yesterday, dismantling this encampment at UCLA following an hours-long standoff and clash with pro-Israeli supporters. It led to multiple arrests. The use of flashbang grenades occurred after unlawful assembly declared at the pro-Palestine encampment. The event sparked a debate on the rights to peacefully protest. Peacefully? Sorry, breaking into a building and occupying a building that you don't own, breaking windows, chaining the doors, not so peaceful. This guy, Anthony Cabasa, able to get inside the pro-Palestine encampment, and this shows the complete inside layout. Tents that include medical, food, sleeping quarters, and members fortifying the makeshift perimeter barriers as police enter the area. Look at that mess. Graffiti everywhere. Oh my God. This is insane. Absolutely insane. Well, they're not putting up with it. They broke it up, made a bunch of arrests. UCLA encampment. Here's another one. Let's can we switch over to, yeah, let's see this one.
Line. There's no forward movement. So this is a calm location at the moment. I just asked CHP, their spokesman on scene, if there was any timeline to move forward to get these individuals to disperse. And at this point, there's not. They're simply hoping that these individuals that remain on campus will leave peacefully.
Like that's going to happen. There's another one.
I'm racially ambiguous and I'm more black than you. How embarrassing. You fucking slave tattoo here.
It just won't stop. It just won't stop until we stop it. And we are stopping it. We have stopped putting up with this bullshit. Get this. I love this one. You want another reason to shake your head, let alone these terrorist supporting morons? At UCLA in particular, take a look, first of all, take a look at this idiot. Yeah, this is one of our terrorist supporters. Okay? They have come up with a list of demands for supplies they need in order to sustain their anti-Israel encampment. Among the things on their list of demands for supplies, I hope you're sitting down. Vegan food, gluten-free food, zip ties, skater helmets, and shields. So we'd like some vegan food, please. Maybe an avocado dip, little guacamole, maybe. You want some serviettes with that? Oh, and don't forget the helmets and the shields. They also have... These assholes, I swear. Not only have they made demands of what they do want, they've been very specific about what they don't want. Yeah, they actually put that on a list. They will not accept the following supplies. No coffee, no packaged food, no bagels, because what, they're Jewish? No bananas, I don't know, and no nuts. Well, I think you've got enough nuts. These are the kind of morons who are making these demands. No nuts. Oh, man. Do they even understand exactly how stupid they look? How embarrassing they are? I can't. And what about the parents? Most of whom are probably paying for this ridiculousness. What about the parents? They've probably disowned the kids. My child doesn't go to Columbia or UCLA or any of the others. I mean, if my kid was out there sticking their nose into other people's business and making an embarrassing fool out of themselves like this, I'd just disown him. It's happening, though. It is slowly but surely happening. They are not putting up with this crap. They're not giving in to the demands. They're sending in the cops. They're making arrests. Some schools are suspending the students who are involved in this shit. Thank God for that. Things are changing. Things are happening. A huge story broke overnight, last night, yesterday, from James O'Keefe, who, of course, used to be with Project Veritas, and then they screwed him out of that amazing company he had started. So he said, well, screw you right back, and started OMG, O'Keefe Media Group. Representative Matt Gaetz, great guy, in response to O'Keefe's latest reporting that just happened within the last 24 hours, says, this is Representative Gaetz, I am formally calling on the Weaponization Subcommittee to immediately launch an investigation into O'Keefe Media Group's bombshell report containing video evidence that American intelligence agencies withheld intelligence from President Donald Trump before and during his presidency, and used Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, authorities to spy on President Trump. There is the actual letter that Matt Gaetz has written to Chairman Jordan, exposing the CIA. The link to this is in our show notes. Folks, I cannot encourage you enough to not only watch it, it's about 30 minutes long, but believe me, well worth the watch. And share it. Share it across every platform. I know some are going to censor you, give you a strike. They're going to take your post down. But places like X, not going to happen, because we've got free speech just like here on Rumble. You put that up on X, it'll stay. The agencies kind of like all got together and said, we're not going to tell Trump. The director of the CIA would keep information from Trump. This from a project manager working in the cyber operations for the CIA and the NSA with top secret clearance. This is the actual story itself, the video from OMG, O'Keefe Media Group. And like I said, obviously I'm not going to play the whole thing. It's a half an hour long. I wish I could. I could, but I won't. check it out yourself, though, and please share that out there. Get the word out. Let people know what's going on. This is bombshell stuff. Bombshell. Huge story. And thank God, and I'm not using the Lord's name in vain, thank God that somebody like a Matt Gaetz has written to Jim Jordan and said, look, this needs to get investigated. There is some serious law-breaking going on here, and somebody needs to get to the bottom of it. They basically kept information from Trump, purposely did not tell him things, not only before, but during his actual presidency. The chief executive of the land, the head of our government, and the CIA and the NSA decided he doesn't need to know. As if that weren't enough, sticking with the same theme, Real Clear Investigations, unredactions, reveal early White House involvement in the Trump document case. This is a story. Marilyn says it stayed up on Facebook and the follow-up with someone. Here's the link. Wow. So do we think it's real? Check this out. Cool. All right. So the video is up on Facebook also. Excellent. Hope it stays. All right. Julie Kelly, who is just one of the best writers, reporters, in my opinion, from Real Clear Investigations, this just popped today. This is frightening. Top Biden administration officials, worked with the National Archives to develop special counsel Jack Smith's case against Donald Trump, which involved the former president's alleged mishandling. 300 pages of newly unredacted exhibits have emails, other correspondence related to the early stages of the hunt for presidential papers. It challenges the public statements by that rotting bag of oatmeal in the White House, Biden, about what he knew and when he knew it regarding a case against his political rival, Trump, of course. These new disclosures indicate the Department of Justice was in touch with the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, during much of 2021, which completely undermines the claim. The DOJ had become involved in the matter only after the Archives sent it a criminal referral. Bullshit. Based on the findings of records with classified markings, 15 boxes of materials Trump gave to the Archives a month prior. Biden himself not mentioned in the exhibits. The active participation of Sue and other high-ranking White House officials obviously raises the questions about whether Biden was forthright when he told 60 Minutes he wasn't involved in the investigation.
And you don't know what was in those documents?
I have not asked for the specifics of those documents because I don't want to get myself in the middle of whether or not the Justice Department should move or not move on certain actions they can take. I agreed I would not tell them what to do and not, in fact, engage in telling them how to prosecute or not.
Yeah, sure. Lips are moving, lying. Lips are moving, lying. Kid sniffing, womanizing moron. The whole story is in our show notes. It is fascinating. Julie Kelly has done an incredible job of putting all these facts together and explaining what that means. You need to read it. Bit of a lengthy read, but trust me, take 5 minutes, read through it. It will open your eyes. Open your eyes! Don't do this, by the way. This is my anti-Nike shirt because I would never buy a Nike product ever in my whole life. Don't buy Nike crap. The kind of things they support is about as anti-American as you could possibly be. So what did I do? I did my Just Do Nothing shirt. Why not? All right. Hey, Just Do Nothing. How about when it comes to your health? You're going to just do nothing when it comes to your health? You know you can't do that. Fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables, folks. Everybody knows it. You have got to get your greens and your oranges and your yellows and their reds. The way you do that is you can go to the store. You can buy all the different fruits and vegetables. You can bring them home. You can stick them on top of the fridge. You can hope they don't go bad before you get a chance to prepare them. Then you can go ahead and peel and scrape and shove and cut up and cook in some cases not. Figure out some way to put it into some dish. Why go through that? It's the reason that you don't eat properly. You don't eat your fruits and veggies, the ones you should be eating, because it's a pain in the butt. Even though fruits and vegetables are the key to healthy living. The problem is what I just said, hard to cook, hard to prepare, hard to keep. Brickhouse Nutrition has found a way to avoid all that. Field of Greens is a science-backed formula of specific, healthy, wholesome fruits and vegetables ground all up into an amazing, great-tasting powder. You just mix one teaspoon in once a day with your favorite drink, green tea, water, orange juice, whatever you like. Mix it in there. We've got a whole bunch of great flavors. Lemon lime, that's one of my favorites. And just mix it in once a day and you're set. You've got all the fruits and vegetables you need in one great tasting drink. And these are real USDA organic fruits and veggies. If you look on the pack, it doesn't say supplement facts. It says nutrition facts. Tasty flavors, you will love it. It is so good for you. You use the link, which is down in our show notes, for Brickhouse Nutrition. That will get you an incredible deal from the Jay Sheldon Show. And Brickhouse, look, here's the deal. You don't like it, doesn't work for you after you try it for a month or so? 100% money back guarantee. Absolutely. 100% money back guarantee if you are not satisfied with their products. And I'm telling you, you will be, even for the kids. Nothing wrong with the kids starting this early. Wow. And see that? There's another 15% off. What a deal. All kinds of everything about this company, everything that's in there. Bananas, Field of Greens, lemon. That looks like kale, maybe. Even premium whole food bars. Check them out. Check out all their products. Field of Greens is the main product from Brickhouse Nutrition. They've got all these great flavors, wild berry, strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, their original flavor, greens raw, greens charged. Good stuff. Once a day is all you need. Your doctor will notice the difference next time you go in for a checkup, I promise. 100% money back guarantee, you can't go wrong, and it's on things you need to have in your life and in your diet. You know you need them. It's a pain in the butt. Not anymore. Field of Greens. Check out the link in our show notes. All right. Connecticut, I'm talking to you. I know we got at least one, if not three or four viewers in Connecticut. Well, good on you. Connecticut Middle School. What happened to my Connecticut Middle School? Hang on a second. I think I got a bad link here. I do. Oh my. Hold on, I gotta find it. Here we go. There's a bad link in our show notes, so it's all right. How a Connecticut middle school won the battle against cell phones. From Manchester. When Raymond Dolphin became assistant principal of a middle school in Connecticut 2 years ago, it was clear to him the kids were not all right. The problem? Cell phones. Students using the devices in class, despite a rule against it. Social media exacerbating nearly every conflict among students. And when Dolphins walked the hallways or surveyed the cafeteria, he inevitably saw heads all bent over the cell phones. So, in December, he did something about it. He banned them in school. He likened prohibiting cell phones to curbing consumption of sugary foods. In a matter of months, you start feeling better. What unfolded at the school reflects a much broader struggle underway in education. Some administrators have turned to some rather dramatic measures to limit the reach of technology that is both ubiquitous and endlessly distracting. Scores of schools across the country, from California to Indiana to Pennsylvania and Connecticut, have taken similar steps to remove cell phones altogether, rather than making a rule that says you can't use them, which the kids just ignore. They actually have made kids stick their phone into these little bags, which is like a little mini Faraday cage. They can't get or receive any signals. Not only that, they have to zip the bag shut and it's locked with a lock. Can't open it. End of the school day, they go back, they get the key, they unlock the bag, and they can have their phone back. We love this idea. Yes. How cool is that? Brilliant. And they have noticed a difference. Test scores are up. Kids are paying attention. Kids are participating in class more. It is working. And that's why it's working. Because they're not stuck there with their nose stuck to the phone. Oh, that's Miko, by the way. Is he Miko? Yeah, that's my hand phone. That's my cell phone. Anyway, that's the name of that. Good job, Connecticut. Keep it up. Keep it up. Don't give up. Daily Caller story. Karine Jean-Pierre, who really can't be fired. She is a DEI hire who, for every reason, as much as we've heard, even people inside the Biden White House can't stand her. They know what an idiot she is, how embarrassing she is. But they can't get rid of her. She has waddled her way into the absolute perfect position. She's a female black lesbian. Ding, ding, ding. All the lights and buzzers go off. DEI hire. Can you imagine if they tried to get rid of her? The lawsuits alone. Anyway, she can't handle the job. She sucks at the job. She is the worst press secretary in the history of press secretaries. And every single day she continues to prove that. The Daily Caller has an article today. KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, short circuits when her arch rival Peter Ducey, yes, questions exactly who is funding the college campus protests. She literally had a meltdown when Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey asked, who's funding the anti-Israel campus protests? She didn't directly answer whether Joe Biden's administration is going to investigate how these protesters have been funded. In fact, basically what she did say was a bunch of, as usual, mumbo-jumbo garbage.
Great. All right. Some of these encampments, they had matching tents. We're being told that there are professional outside agitators involved. We don't know if they're being paid to sow chaos by domestic folks or foreign entities. Does President Biden want his administration to find out who is funding some of these protests?
What I can say, I cannot speak to the organizations that are being reported that's on the ground. That is not something for me to speak to. That is obviously something that local governments, local officials are going to speak to. They'll have better information on that. What we have said, and I don't think I've iterated that yet from here, is that the DOJ and FBI is going to continue to offer support to universities and colleges in respect to federal laws. So that is something that the DOJ and FBI is doing. As far as local organizations and what is all being reported on the ground, that is something that local law enforcement certainly is looking into.
Answer the question, you freaking moron! But she won't. The worst. And she can't be fired. You cannot get rid of this DEI hire imbecile. Man. Okay, moving on. I should have connected this story to my ad just now for Brickhouse Nutrition and Field of Greens, because it's a great fit. Apples or Pop-Tarts? Okay, I have to admit, while I do love apples, Red and Golden Delicious are my favorite apple variety. Love them. My grandpa used to have a farm. He had a few apple trees. This is gross, but this is how you grow up a country boy. In the field where the horses were, we had what was called a salt lick for the horses. It's this giant block of salt, which was put out in the field, and the horses would lick it for their salt intake. Yeah, drink water, eat hay, have food, and also lick the salt block. One of my favorite things to do growing up was when the apples were out, ready to fall, grab an apple right off the apple tree, take a bite, so you got all that juicy white flesh inside. Now, I wouldn't stick it on the top where the horses were licking the top part. I would stick on the side. But you rub the apple on the side of the salt lick. Give that a bite so you got that fresh, juicy apple with that salt. I know it's from a horse's salt lick. But I was a kid and we were country boys and we don't give a damn. And I'm still alive. Maybe just barely. But I'm still here kicking. Nothing like it. Absolutely nothing like it. It was so good. We also had, they had a pear tree there too. Never produced a whole lot of pears, but the few that it did, man, those were great. All right, so much for healthy living. How about if you have a choice, a nice, fresh, crispy apple or a Pop-Tart? What you choose might not necessarily be under your control. You might be, according to this article, neurologically wired about the food choices you make. This article is in our show notes. I encourage you to read it because it is fascinating. And it actually explains a lot. Reaching for that pint of ice cream or bag of chips may be about more than just satisfying a craving. The foods we crave and the foods we eat are emotional band-aids, soothes our anxiety, provides a sense of comfort, control. But did you ever wonder why we pick? I mean, we literally right now in my fridge, I have a bag of apples. I also have some snack food crap. I've got some sugary breakfast cereal. Chances are, when I get off the show tonight and go downstairs, I'm always a little hungry. I will grab the sugary breakfast cereal and have a small bowl. There's an apple right there, fresh, delicious, absolutely wonderful. Chances are I'm going to pick that sugary cereal crap. Turns out our autonomous nervous systems, the subconscious that is constantly scanning for threats, plays a huge role in what choices we make for food. It does not distinguish physical danger from emotional danger, our subconscious. So if we feel overwhelmed, not just a guy in front of you with a gun saying, give me all your money, but if we feel overwhelmed psychologically, our body goes into somewhat the same kind of systems as a fight or flight mechanism, where you choose to either prepare to fight or prepare to run. That's why your adrenaline kicks in. We feel overwhelmed. We feel a sense of danger, even for emotional reasons, and food can offer comfort. Fires off the same neural pathways as social connections. Binge eating, restrictive diets, a lot of our seemingly irrational eating patterns. Misguided attempts to self-regulate our nervous system. We are basically wired for poor food choices. Seriously, read this article, folks. It's amazing. And it explains, doesn't necessarily tell you how to fix it, but if you're aware of it, when I go downstairs after the show tonight, I'm going to reach for that box and go, wait a minute. I think I might just go have an apple instead. You never know. When you're aware of it, yeah, it makes some healthier choices. Rumble's making some choices. That's a rather bad segue, but it's a segue. Rumble has been under attack, left, right, and center. All those idiots in Australia trying to censor, trying to attack. Well, just a few clicks to the north, of course, the idiot country of New Zealand. Look, don't get me wrong. I love New Zealand. I got a bunch of friends who live in New Zealand, who are currently living in New Zealand. I feel sorry for you because you are governed by complete idiots. But you have a beautiful country. Geologically, nature-wise, hard to beat New Zealand. But Rumble has to fight itself back and defies global censorship trends. They have taken a stand against New Zealand's free speech crackdown, rejecting New Zealand's censorship demands after a whistleblower reveals alleged COVID vaccine-related deaths. The CEO, Chris over there, over here, I should say, at Rumble, the platform which we are on, of course. Global censorship levels are on the rise. Man, ain't that the truth. Coming from Australia, New Zealand seem to be following in the controversial, to say the least, footsteps of France, Brazil. Surprising, given these countries' previously democratic natures. On the other hand, over the last few years, including site blocking at the ISP level, constant demands for more stringent regulation to facilitate social media content removal, demands of them taking down programs. Ones like this show. Dan Bongino is coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. Be sure and check him out after the Jay Sheldon show. He doesn't need my promotion, but there you go. Chris Pavlovsky, CEO of Rumble. Love that guy. He said the free New Zealand media channel has now become a deplatforming target in New Zealand, reporting about leaked data from the National Vaccination Database that a former New Zealand Health IT employee whistleblower made available. Went on to refer to this particular New Zealand case as absurd and disgusting, in that it bears a resemblance to the Pentagon Papers. Wow. So there's a ex post from Chris Pavlovsky, CEO of Rumble. We love what you're doing, Chris. Thank you. Thank you for the platform, seriously. Thanks for allowing us to speak our minds, speak out, keep up the fight. I know it can't be easy, and I sure as hell know it ain't cheap. But you're doing God's work, my friend. You are doing God's work. Have I got time? Yeah, I got time for this. Yesterday, we did a story about a woman who is facing 11 years in prison. In fact, she's going to prison for 11 years for fighting back against, in favor of, I should say, women's rights, for not wearing her hijab properly or wearing one at all. That from Saudi Arabia. Could it get worse? I asked yesterday. Yep. Didn't take long. Story popped today. An Iranian rapper. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised they have rappers in Iran at all. But they're going to have one less. An Iranian rapper is facing execution after an online activity exactly like yesterday's story. He is supporting women's rights of protest. Rapper Tumaj Salehi's death sentence for supporting Mahsa Amini protests. There he is. The man has been sentenced to death. Draconian sentence of celebrated Iranian rapper known for his staunch opposition of the regime. A stark portrait of Iran's stifling repression of freedom of speech. You think? Tumaj Salehi, 33, set to face the gallows after he supported and posted pictures of himself amidst the crowds advocating for the cause of Mahsa Amini, an Iranian Kurd killed in police custody after being detained for improperly wearing the hijab. Hijab, you know, is the, yeah, that thing. He supported her. He supported the cause. And now they have charged him and sentenced him to death. Couple more here before we get to getting. This is frightening. It's a huge story. It's long, but it's worth your time, folks. Take the time, please. I put these links up there so I can just briefly mention them to you. You can find out if you're interested. You can find out more about it. You can read the stories. In this case, we do every article we can find about helping to protect our children, and in cases where people are abusing our children, whether it's sex trafficking or family abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, gender abuse. We need to talk about it. We need to expose it. And you need to do something about it yourself. You need to make sure your congresspeople know. They need to develop bills to help protect our kids. They need to enforce bills that currently protect our kids. This is from the Marshall Project. The link is definitely in our show notes, and you definitely need to read this story. It is about a police youth program. A police youth program, which is nothing but a trail of sexual abuse across the United States. Explorer posts, overseen by the Boy Scouts, supposed to foster an interest in policing. They are facing nearly 100 allegations of misconduct, in many cases, sexual misconduct. Stoughton, Massachusetts. The last known person to see Sandra Birchmore alive was a police officer. Stopped by her apartment days before the elementary school teacher's aide, 23-year-old, newly pregnant, found dead in February 2021. Medical examiner later ruled her death a suicide. She worked for the Stoughton Police Department. First met Birchmore about a decade earlier through the agency's Explorer post, part of a youth mentorship program. He acknowledged having sex with her when she was 15 years old. According to a court ruling that cited the officer's text messages, that document indicates his twin brother, also an officer and an Explorer mentor, and a third Stoughton officer, that's three, a veteran who ran the Explorer program, eventually also had sex with her too. Just one example of what's going on out there with these Explorer Boy Scout programs. Find out more. Read this article. It's not just about Stoughton, Massachusetts. It's going on across the country. These people need to be located, investigated, arrested, and stopped. Stat. Give them no quarter. None. Disgusting. One more for you. This is great. A group of, I don't know where this exactly happened. It doesn't say. It doesn't matter. It happened in the United States of America. That's what matters. Because we Americans, at the end of the day, no matter how many freaky left-wing Nazi commies on campuses are advocating for killing all the Jews, supporting the terrorists on the planet, it is so easy to get caught up in these horrific stories that we really need once in a while one that'll warm our hearts. An elementary school had a janitor, not that it matters to us, but it so happens the janitor is black. Well, these group of teachers and administrators at the elementary school noticed that their janitor was walking to work every day. Bottom line was he couldn't afford a car. So they did something about it. We Americans have big hearts. Don't let anybody tell you different.
You still got left? You still got your money?
$1,500.
Here, buddy. It was a little bit more, and so the school got together and we raised the rest of the money, and it's yours. We love you.
We love you,
Mr. Chris. We love you.
Praise God.
God. There is a God. Oh, my God. Thank you all. I thank you all.
Oh, it's all the people. Thank you. Just there's a lot of love here.
What they say about people is not real.
How about that? That's incredible. Teachers, administrators all got together, bought the man a car. Pretty nice looking car, too. He was obviously very grateful about that. Man. Like I said, just when it seems we're headed to the end, there's a good news story out there somewhere. All right, that's going to pretty much close it up. Let's end our show the way we have been doing and will continue to do, as always, taking a few seconds to give thanks where thanks is due. Dear Lord, thank you for your greatness. Thank you that when I'm weak, you're strong, Lord. The devil's scheming, I know he desires to keep me from spending time with you. Don't let him win. Give me a measure of your strength so that I might not give in to discouragement, deception, and doubt. And help me to honor you in all my ways. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, folks. That's it. We thank you very much for popping by. Be sure to hit the follow button. Check out all of our great sponsors. And I will see you all again tomorrow.
You just heard The Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.